Welcome to Canada's Podcast.
Hello, I'm Mario Taniguzzi, Managing Editor of Canada's Podcast. Today, my guest on Calgary's podcast is Ashley Eamon, who is the co-founder of Twigs Pretzels in Calgary. Thanks for joining us today, Ashley.
Thank you for having me, Mario. It's great to be here.
All right. Tell me about Twigs and what you guys do.
Yeah, for sure. So yes, I'm one of the co-founders of Twigs Craft Pretzels, along with my two other brothers, Kirk and Mark. So we are a family business, and we create bold, flavorful pretzels, twisted pretzels to be exact. And we also actually have our mother involved. She is our recipe creator. So she's behind all of our, all of our four unique flavors. And we launched in Calgary in 2019 into a bunch of local stores here. And it's taken off ever since. So now I'm excited to say that, in 2024, we're sold nationwide in most major retailers.
Wow. So how did the idea for this come about?
Yeah. So back in 2018, we were actually at a Christmas dinner. One of my brothers was living in the States at the time. And he had come home and said, you know what? I feel like pretzels are kind of taking off in the States right now. They're flavored pretzels, to be exact. And there was nothing like that at the time in Canada. And just to give you a little background, we're a bit of a foodie family. We love food. We love trying new things. Our mother, is baking and cooking all the time. We get dessert deliveries twice a week. I'm not kidding, twice a week. So it's wonderful. So anyhow, we looked at the pretzel market in Canada and there was nothing like it, nothing like seasoned baked pretzels. And so we decided to give it a shot. My mom went into the kitchen, obviously not Christmas dinner, but a few weeks later, and just started experimenting with different recipes. And after literally thousands of iterations, we landed on our buttery herb and garlic recipe, which was our very first that we took to market.
Wow. What other flavors do you have?
We also have a zesty dill pickle, which is definitely one of our top sellers. And then we have a fire roasted jalapeno and smooth cheddar ranch.
Wow. Okay. And where does the name come from?
Yes. Good question. We, as a team, it took us, I don't even know, months on months to come up with the name Twigs. And we just landed on it. We realized our little twisted pretzels kind of look like a twig and it kind of rolls off the tongue. It's fun. It's memorable. So we decided to go for it.
Yeah. Now, when you look at, starting this, this business, I guess, and in such a, small way, when you look at what you have now, it blow your mind that, you also tell me a little bit about the recent Air Canada stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We're thrilled to announce that we've just partnered with Air Canada. So we are sold in their account, or we're on their economy class as well as business class. And we have our zesty dill pickle on the bistro menu as well. So it's huge for us. Actually back when we started in 2019, we had a list of goals and things that we wanted to accomplish as a team. And one of them was to be, an airline supplier for Air Canada. Air Canada was a bit nostalgic for us. We grew up flying AC. So, it's very surreal that it's actually happening 6 years, 5 years later. It's very exciting.
Canada's Podcast is your gateway to success in the world of entrepreneurship. Start listening today. Canada'sPodcast.com. Subscribe now.
So you always ate pretzels as you're growing up?
We did. Yes, we always ate pretzels, but never thought I'd actually have a pretzel company. But you never know what life is going to bring you. And here we are.
Where do you think you're going to go from here, in terms of the company and the business?
We would love to become a household name across Canada. We're not quite there yet. We've got a long ways to go. But now that we are sold nationwide and we are in most major retailers, and with the massive exposure that we're going to get from Air Canada, I think within the next few years, we will be able to get to that household name brand where, where Twigs is just kind of that go-to snack, that Canadians can enjoy.
And sorry, where are these made? Like, do you have a special place that you have or just right out of the kitchen?
Yeah, we started out of the kitchen and then moved to a small commercial kitchen when we initially started. But now we have a large facility in Canada that we actually produce the pretzels at.
Oh, where's that?
We have one in Ontario.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I don't know if you could put this in context. I wonder how many pretzels or how much of this is made on a daily basis?
Oh, goodness. I don't know on a daily basis, but on an annual basis, millions. So millions and millions of pretzels are made every year and are heading out to consumers.
Okay. And now the foodie in me wants to know. Okay. So I'm take it that there's the pretzels that are kind of like, I intertwined. I don't know how to describe it, not like a straight stick, right?
You got it. So ours are a little bit different. So they're actually, it's almost as if two sticks are combined and they're twisted. So they're almost like the length of a finger, but are slightly twisted. So they're not like the looped pretzels.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So that makes them a little bit more unique as well.
Tell me a little bit of your background, and I cheated and I looked you up on LinkedIn, and I see you were a teacher before this.
I was, yes. Yeah, I taught in Calgary for close to 8 years and taught also at the very beginning when we first launched Twigs for that first initial year, was teaching and running Twigs. Evenings, weekends, when we first launched, but soon that just became a little too much on my plate, and then went full-time Twigs. So yes, was a teacher prior to Twigs.
So how many years were you a teacher then?
Close to 8 years.
Oh, okay.
Close to 8 years. So taught elementary for the
done, right? To shift gears and do this. Like, what do you think? The teaching profession, did you learn anything out of that that helped you in the business that you're in now?
Absolutely. Yeah. Teaching is an incredible profession. But it does force you to be very organized, forces you to kind of be flexible. And be able to pivot, which I think is a huge piece of entrepreneurship and running a business, small business, and now a growing business, is you can plan months and months in advance, but nothing is ever, and this is life in general, nothing is ever going to go exactly as planned. And I've learned that with business is, exactly. You have to be able to pivot. And if you want to grow quickly, you have to be flexible and you have to really be detail oriented. That was a huge piece about teaching as well, is the organization piece and the just being able to look at different angles has really helped me with running Twigs.
Interesting. Yeah. What would you say the biggest challenge was in starting a new business?
I'd say a lot of it for me in particular, a lot of it was new. Just in terms of how to reach out to different distributors to help get our product out there, how to even just bring a product to market or even just designing the bag in general. That was all new to me. So there was lots of research involved, lots of asking questions, and something that we actually as a team, my two brothers and myself, did from the very beginning, and I would recommend to any entrepreneur out there, is reach out to other founders in your specific space and reach out and ask questions, get their feedback about where you're at or any challenges that you're going through or any recommendations that they have. We actually did that on a monthly basis. The first we still do it actually. But the first few years of running Twigs, and it was significant in helping us kind of guide our business help avoid specific challenges that we didn't need to go into.
So what kind of people and businesses that you reach out to?
Just founders of other CPG snack food. I won't say any specific name, but CPG snack food companies, kind of similar stages as us. So maybe only sold in Western Canada at that time. And then we also did reach out to others who were even launching into the States just to get their feedback. And I just, I would highly recommend that to others that are starting businesses. It's very helpful.
Now, before I forget, what did you teach, by the way?
I taught grade 2 for most of my teaching career. And who knows, I may go back to teaching in the future. I loved it.
Yeah.
But right now, with as busy as Twigs is, it definitely wouldn't be possible right now. We'll just say that.
So basically, you started, and I don't know if you could talk about the rest of the family, but did anybody have like a business or entrepreneurial background at all?
So my two brothers had a bit of business background. So Mark has a sales background. And so he was highly involved in a bunch of different sales avenues. So, and he naturally took the sales manager role in Twigs. It just fell naturally. He fell naturally into that role. And then Kirk did have some business background, and he's also an engineer as well. So he definitely fell into kind of that operations manufacturing role, and just naturally fit there. So we all kind of fell into our specific roles. And even just being a family, I think that's been able to help us progress and move as fast as we have. Just being able to have open conversations with each other. Just being able to kind of push us forward at a faster rate.
Join our thriving community of like-minded individuals who share a passion for success and innovation. Canada'sPodcast.com. Subscribe now.
You know, I've always wondered, you know, because there's a lot of family-run and family-owned businesses. Like, what do you think the advantages are to being a family-owned and family-run business?
I think one of the big pieces was we all went in with the same goal. And we were brought up with a pretty strong work ethic. So we knew we were all going in knowing what we wanted to reach at the very end of this. Yeah. And I think another piece, like I had said, is just being able to have open and honest conversations with each other. And I think that naturally as siblings, you kind of get there a little bit faster. So we were able to make decisions, I think, at a faster rate. Which is great. And I think it's just fun. It's, I know a lot of people are scared to jump into a family business, and I completely understand that. But we knew we were all open and honest from the very beginning about what we all each needed out of this business, what we wanted out of this business. And I think that really helped kind of form that basis before moving forward.
What do you like about being an entrepreneur?
I love a good challenge. and I just naturally am a problem solver. So I think business and being an entrepreneur, you run into challenges every single day. And not saying that all of them are fun, but just being able to, check the box at the end of the day saying, okay, I accomplished this today is a good feeling. And I think the learning, I think naturally as a teacher, I love to learn and I love to teach my students just how to get excited about learning. Entrepreneurship and business has taught me that as well. You're going to learn a ton at a really, really fast rate, not take it all in, but the learning has been a lot of fun.
Okay. I'll ask you the question on the flip side. What don't you like about being an entrepreneur?
To go along with the challenges, a lot of, like I said earlier, you plan as much as you possibly can, but a lot of things are out of your control. And I think that's the trickiest part, is just knowing, hey, I've planned as much as I can. And this piece right now is out of my control. I'm going to do as much as I can to kind of guide it in a certain way. But I'd say that's probably the trickiest part.
So if you had, say one of your former students come up to you and say that, I heard what you've done, with your company, I want to be an entrepreneur. What advice would you give them?
I would say work really hard and play to your strength. I think that's been a huge piece for us as a family and running Twigs is, Mark fell into his sales role. He just naturally is great at that. I kind of took on that finance and marketing because I'm that organized person. And Kirk played to his strengths with just a million spreadsheets a day on the manufacturing operations side. So definitely play to your strength and then work really hard. Yeah. And if something doesn't work out, I always used to say this to my students, if something doesn't work out, try another way. There's always some way to make something happen. One way probably isn't going to work, but 10 sticks in the fire and at least one of them will work out.
Exactly. Now, obviously, one of the things about being an entrepreneur, it's almost like a 24/7 job in many ways. You're either doing it or you're thinking about it, et cetera. Yeah. What do you do like for work-life balance? How do you keep that?
Yeah, good question. I'd say that's also another challenge of entrepreneurship is you can't turn it off. Right. It's not 9 to 5. It is 24/7, 7 days a week. And you're always, and I'm assuming it's not just myself, but other entrepreneurs, you're always thinking about how, like, better ways that you can better your business. But in terms of work-life balance, to be honest, I could definitely improve on it. That's something that I tell myself every day that I need to go find another hobby. Or even in the evenings, I have a little daughter at home and just really trying to spend as much as my evening time with her. I think that provides balance. Mm-hmm. And just really trying to take time away on the weekends. Those first few years, it was really difficult to take time away on the weekends. But I quickly learned that it's necessary in order to be as productive as you want to be during the week. So take time on the weekends. I'm hoping to plant a garden this summer so I can spend some time outside since our summers in Canada aren't the longest. Yeah. So hopefully that will provide some a little bit of a break from Twigs.
All right. Well, that's super. Well, I appreciate you joining us today, Ashley.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me, Mario. I really appreciate it.
All right. That was Ashley Eamon, who is co-founder of Twigs Pretzels in Calgary. I'm Mario Taniguzzi, managing editor of Canada's Podcast, today with Calgary's Podcast. Thanks for joining us.